We've been saying that Jesus is all you need. Jesus is enough. You don't need the Baptist church. You don't need the Baptist preacher. You don't need the Methodist church or the Methodist preacher or the Mennonite church or the Mennonite preacher. You need Jesus. Jesus alone. Why is it that Jesus is enough? I want to share with you just briefly a few thoughts from the scripture. Jesus is enough because of what he did. He is enough because of what he did. I love to tell the story about two boys who were friends through their high school years. They went to college together, studied hard, but one of them started drinking and he failed and quit. The other one kept on going, graduated, went to law school, got his degree in law, became a lawyer, began a practice, became quite wealthy and well known. One time he came to the place in his life where he was asked to be a judge. They voted him in, and so he became a judge. Been a long time since he'd seen his old buddy from years gone by. One day, this judge was sitting in the courtroom, and in walks his old friend that he'd known for many years but hadn't seen for a long time. His friend was charged with a crime. Well, what's the judge going to do? He's got an old friend that surely he's going to do something nice for him, but he's a judge. He's a righteous judge. And he's not going to just set the law aside. He can't do that. Well, that judge looked in the books to see what payment had to be given for such an offense that his friend had committed. And then he stepped down off of the judge's bench, and he reached in his own back pocket and he paid the man's fine for him. He was a righteous judge, but he was also a loving friend. That, my friend, is what Jesus did for you and for me. We say Jesus is enough because Jesus stepped out of heaven in the person of Jesus Christ, off of the judge's bench, came and lived on this earth a perfectly sinless life, and then he gave himself as a payment for our sins. And so God is a righteous judge. Sin must be punished, but God is a merciful God. And so he steps out of heaven in the person of Jesus Christ, and he pays the price. Christ died for the ungodly. When Jesus hung on that cross, he was suffering your hell for you and my hell for me. When he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Speaking to the Father and the Spirit, he was being separated in such a way that he'd never been from all eternity past, and he did it for you and for me. We say Jesus is enough because of what he did on that cross. He said, it is finished. Your salvation is fully and completely paid for. We say Jesus is enough not only because of what he did, but because of what he said. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus said, come unto me, all you who are laboring and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. He said, he that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We can say this morning that Jesus is enough because of what he said. But not only that, people can say things, but Are they true, and can they be? Can their words be validated? Yes, they can. Jesus is enough, not only because of what he did and what he said, but because of who he is. He is God Almighty. In our culture today, very often Jesus is portrayed as sort of a milquetoast individual who just sort of wants to join your team and make everything good for you. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. The Jesus of the Bible is a holy God man, and he hates sin, and he loves righteousness. He is God Almighty, and one day, perhaps soon, every knee will bow to him. Jesus of Nazareth, and yet God Almighty. So today, when we say that Jesus is enough, we say Jesus is enough because of what he did, what he said, and who he is. And he validated those by coming back from the dead. He died physically. I've done, in my years of ministry, many, many funerals. And nobody has ever gotten up out of the casket. Not even one. People just don't do that, but God does. And that's God's validation. That's God's guarantee that what Jesus did and what he said is actually true. Which means, for you and for me, we face a holy God, and only he can take care of our sins. We can't. Try as you will to try to be good enough to impress. Do you think you could actually impress God Almighty, the one who made the universe? Do you think you really could? I don't think so. The Bible says all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. When we take what we do that is good and we say, here, God, please accept me because of this, it's like stuffing dirty rags in front of his face. No, no, no. He is our righteousness. Jesus is our Savior. And he validated his ministry by coming back from the grave. And my question to you today is this. Is Jesus enough for you? I hope that he is. I hope that he is. I hope that your heart is resting in what Jesus did for you on the cross, in his death, his burial, his resurrection. I hope that you're trusting in him alone. Him alone. He is enough. You don't need anything else. You're safe in Christ forever if you've trusted him. If you haven't, you're not safe. You're in peril. As a matter of fact, you, as an unsaved person, a person who's not yet trusted Christ as Savior, you stand under the condemnation of God, just like the man who came into the courtroom stood under the condemnation of the judge. And you need to receive the free gift of salvation, which is through the Lord Jesus alone. Somebody said that it's very, very simple to become a Christian. It's as simple as A, B, C. A, you need to admit that what God says about you is true. Just admit it. You're a sinner. You can't save yourself. You can't impress God. You're a sinner. There's no hope for you. Admit. That's A. B, believe that what the Bible says about Jesus is true. He is God. He is the Savior. He is enough. He is all you need. He paid the price for your sin. He and he alone can get you to heaven. There's some folks that believe those first two, admitting that they're sinners and believing what Jesus did, but they've not yet trusted Christ as Savior. They acknowledge those truths, but they've never come to faith in Jesus Christ personally. And that's why A, B, C, admit, believe, and call on the Lord. That just simply means when you see yourself as a sinner and you see Jesus as your only hope as a Savior, you call on him. Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sin. I cannot save myself. I put my trust in you. I trust you as my Savior for all eternity. I see that you are enough. You are enough. When you call on the Lord Jesus as your Savior, He takes you in. He said, no man would come to me and I would turn him away. No woman, no boy, no girl. No, I will take them in. You come to Him on His terms. He promises. He promises to save you. Have you trusted the Lord Jesus? Do you know for sure? I hope that you do. Let's bow our heads and hearts in prayer, shall we? While our heads are bowed, let me just ask this question. Perhaps you're here today as a regular family member of Bible Baptist Church or as a visitor, and you're not sure whether or not you've trusted Christ as your Savior. You're not sure. You're not sure that if you died today, you would go to be with the Lord. But you would like to be sure. If that is the case in your life, in your heart right now, you're struggling with that assurance, you're uncomfortable right now because you know that you're not right with the Lord yet, you presently stand under the judgment of God, but you see Jesus as your hope, your only hope. If that is the case with you today, I want to invite you right now where you are seated to talk to Him in prayer. You don't need to talk to Him audibly. He hears your thoughts. And just tell Him, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I believe that you died for me. And right now, I ask you, God, forgive me for my sin and please save me. Jesus is enough for me. My friend, if you'll come to God on His terms, He promises to save you. And that's why we're here today. Just as the cross, the death of Jesus, was a divine appointment, so this day is a divine appointment. You are here today because God wanted you here. Will you put your trust in Jesus as Savior? If you're not sure about that, I'm going to invite you to talk to me afterwards. I'll be out in the lobby. Talk to somebody else here in the church that you know well. We'll be glad to open the Word of God and show you how you can be sure of salvation. This is serious business. Eternity is a long time. To think about the fact that you had this opportunity this morning to receive Christ and didn't do so. I hope that you'll allow God to speak to your heart today and allow Him to draw you to Himself. Lord, thank you for these dear folks who've come. Thank you for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Thank you that we have full, free forgiveness forever through Jesus alone. Thank you that Jesus is enough. Lord, may those of us that are Christians, may we live as if Jesus died yesterday and He rose today and He's coming tomorrow. May we live in holiness of life. And for those who may not yet be a Christian, draw them to yourself this day. May they not leave the building without knowing for sure about salvation. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You have in your program, Christ the Lord is risen today. We're going to sing all four verses of this, and this will be our closing prayer. Again, let me say to you, if you're not sure about your salvation, please talk to somebody here that you know. We'll get you to the right person. Let's stand together and sing, Christ the Lord is risen today.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of heaven and angels say, Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Alleluia. and earth reply, Alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done.